So one of the points we want to make as well is that, you know, these are choices and options. And of course, we talked about how there are ministries in all of the vendor rooms, but one is not necessarily better than another. So, there's the diocese isn't necessarily instructing or endorsing any one of these. That they all have wonderful things to offer, including Alpha for Catholics. So now we're going to hear from Deacon Steve Mitchell. Please make him welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. So what is Alpha? Alpha is a meal, it's a talk, and it's a small group. It is a basic introduction to our Christian faith. It's in this small group, we build trust with people mostly outside the church. I mean, that's the ultimate target, people outside the church. We build trust with them so that they will come and ask the question that is deepest on their heart. It's a non-judgmental environment that we build. We run across all denominations. It's in 160 countries, 100 languages. So we cover topics like, who is Jesus? Why did he die? How can I have faith? So you can see this is a basic introduction to our Christian faith. We can run it across all denominations because it is so basic. It's creedal Christianity. What it does is it brings people, leads people, you journey with people to a moment of encounter with Jesus Christ. And we offer them an explicit invitation to do what we did this morning, to commit their lives to Jesus Christ, to recommit them. Where does it fit? Alpha is really an on-ramp. Our culture has become so secular. And people, especially young adults, don't trust any institution, any organization. So it's a place for them to come and belong before they believe. It's a place to come and experience Christian community, encounter Jesus Christ in word and in community. But I find that it is effective for our faithful Catholics as well. Many of us have been cradle Catholics, and myself, I never really encountered the person of Jesus Christ, made a personal commitment to him till I was in my mid-20s. So I find that it speaks to faithful Catholics as well. And it also gives Catholics a way to evangelize. We're not that good at that. We're getting better. And things like this are very helpful. It's a place where you can invite your neighbor, your coworker, your colleague, your children. You can say, hey, come to a meal. If you don't like it, don't come back. You know, so it's 15 interactive sessions over 10 weeks. Do we invite people to come and sign up for 10 weeks? No. We invite people to come to an introductory dinner. They experience radical hospitality, a great meal. They hear a compelling talk, and then they're invited. If they would like to come back, come back. Everything is done on the guest's terms. Father Cantalamessa, preacher to the papal household for the last 30-some years, said Alpha, it's the Alpha course. It's not the Alpha and Omega course. It's an entryway. I'm going to leave you with one kind of a image. This past winter, I took my grandkids to one of those water parks. At the time, my two little twin grandkids were 18 months old. And at this water park, there was this zero-entry pool. There was a pool where they could just walk right in. There was no steps. They could go in as far as they want, wade around. We need zero-entry pools in our parishes. Alpha is one of those. You're going to hear about other ones. They're great opportunities for people to come and belong before they believe, which is the model, especially for young adults today. And the last thing I want to share with you is a brief testimony. 2 years ago, we had Alpha at our parish. I was leading a small group. And a young woman was dating a young Catholic guy, great guy, and she was an atheist. I mean, she told us at our table. So, I'm an atheist. I don't believe any of this. And I'm 30 years old. So at the end of the course, I invited her to share her story. She said, I came every week. I'm still an atheist, but I was so taken by the faith that I saw in all the people that I wanted to be wrong. So I invited her to come back and help me on the next course. And at the Holy Spirit retreat, she had an encounter with Jesus Christ. She's in RCI today, and she'll be welcomed into the Catholic Church this Easter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank you. That was a powerful story, and I am all for any ministry that starts with a really good dinner. Am I right? Yeah.